Now, the reason the theme for Soft Rock today is facial features is because I thought it would be good to talk about facial recognition technology and where it's going and why some of us should have some concerns about that. Now, the ABC did an article about facial feature technology being trialled in certain parts of Australia. That's involving CCTV. And in 2017, the government announced a $18.5 million plan known as the National Facial Biometric Matching Capability. It's a bit of a mouthful, but pretty much they got all our photos from driver's licenses and passports and things like that, and they put them into a database that national government agencies could use. And Malcolm Turnbull did this, and there were a few people who were worried about the fact that some private companies might be able to access that data too, and that's been funded every year. But now there's a new player in facial recognition technology. It's a big company, and it's run by an Australian, and what they're doing, I think, should give us pause for thought, because they're not using official government photos of us. They're not using driver's licenses or passports. They're actually harvesting our pictures from the internet. And I'm talking from the social media sites that you're on. And what they're doing with them, I think, should give us pause for thought. Rather than explain it myself, I'm going to play you a clip of the founder of the company that is doing it. The company is called Clearview AI. The guy who runs it is an Australian called Hone Ton Tat. And he's him talking about his company and his product.
Clearview is basically a search engine for faces. So anyone in law enforcement can upload a face to the system, and it finds any other publicly available material that matches that particular face. So we spent, you know, about 2 years really perfecting the technology and the accuracy and the raw facial recognition technology. We have to search out of billions and billions of photos and still provide an accurate match and not have any false positives. So that was the first initial technical breakthrough. And then the second part of it was, what's the best application of this technology? And we found that law enforcement was such a great use case to help solve crimes.
So how many law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, are using this tool at the moment?
Yeah, it's over 600 now, and the response has been fantastic.
Are they all 600 paying customers?
No, not all of them are paying. What we do is we give a police agency or a federal agency a free trial, maybe 30 to 60 days, and during their usage, these investigators solve a lot of cases, and we work with them and figure out how they can go through and procure the product.
So how do you feel about that? If you've got a Facebook account, there's a good chance that this company has got your face and put it into a database and stored it there and is just selling your image. Now, I'm not sure if when we sign up for social media that that's something that that we signed on for. I'm not sure if that's in their terms and conditions, but I think we should worry about this. If it's used for good, as the founder said, to help solve crimes, no problem. But if it's being sold to law enforcement companies or other companies or governments, then is that something we should worry about? You might like to comment on this, 1-300-222-891. Let's talk through this company, what they're doing and how legal it is. Firstly, with a freelance internet and technology writer. His name is Stilgarian. Welcome, Stilgarian.
Good afternoon, Jules.
Clearview AI. I only recently learned about this company, and to be quite honest, I thought, why do I not know more about this? Why am I not being told that my image is not only being harvested but sold for profit?
Well, the answer there is that Clearview AI is a very secretive company. They're trying to sell into law enforcement and national security agencies who, of course, aren't necessarily going to tell us the detail of what they're doing. And I guess the media generally focuses on the companies we know. We know about Facebook, we know about, Google and so on, you know, not to pick on them in particular. So we know that they are trawling the internet for information, very broadly defined. Well, so are many, many, many other companies, from insurance companies to credit reference companies, the whole spectrum. So Clearview has only really popped up recently because some investigative journalists have been looking at it, and people have become aware of just how pervasive they are. I mean, what was that that clip there, 600 different organisations around the world are at least trialling it. We know that that's been the case in Australia, but Australian police forces have been very cagey about who's trialling it or not. And in part, that's because of Clearview AI's marketing strategy. They've been contacting individual police officers and say, hey, do you want to give this a try? Maybe tell your colleagues, here's a free account, give it a go. Literally in the last hour or so, some documents have dropped from the Victorian Police Force. Now, I haven't had a chance to read them yet. They really literally just did come out under freedom of information. But it's clear that the Clearview has been saying, hey, you should try this. By the way, you'll have more likelihood of solving your crime if you search more than 100 times.
Still, Gary, what's to stop let's say the Victorian Police Force taping the people who are at the Black Lives Matter protests using the software that Clearview AI has the pictures that they've stolen from the internet. I won't say stolen, that's a loaded word, harvested.
Harvested's a good word.
So what's to stop Victoria Police using these pictures that none of us have given our consent to be used and finding out the identity of protesters and then having their social media profiles able to identify them? What's to stop that happening?
Well, in a practical sense, nothing. I mean, and that's why this needs to be looked at from a legal and regulatory point of view, because if you want this not to happen, we have to have laws to essentially guide, shall we say, the police on this is not something that you're allowed to do. And yet, because, as you said, we have this new thing, which they've called for short, the capability, the National ID database, that currently works at the federal level. There's legislation that was put up to Parliament, federal Parliament, to say, okay, this can also be used by the states and maybe by other people, say, to do your ID online for your banking or whatever. That legislation went up, as is normally the case, to the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security to have a look at the legislation. And in an extremely rare event, both major parties said, no, you need to redraft this and take into account other laws, privacy, human rights, and so on. But that's where we're at with it. It's a very, shall we say, on the bleeding edge of what is and is not legal for our law enforcement agencies to do. But because Clearview has been marketing into the individual officers, we found out with one police force, and I'm pretty sure it was the Australian Federal Police, but they found, after much freedom of information digging by journalists, that, oh, yes, we have had people tried that. That wasn't properly supervised, so we've stopped.
That's the voice of Still Gary, and he's a freelance internet and technology writer. We're talking about facial recognition technology in Australia and the fact that a company that is founded by an Australian has harvested almost 3 billion images of probably you, if you've got a Facebook profile or you've got any picture of yourself that's available on the internet, and put it into a database and is presently trying to sell that database to various law enforcement agencies, and could be governments, could be private companies, and many of us don't know this is happening, and perhaps it's something that we should be told about. Professor Katina Michael is a board member of the Australian Privacy Foundation, and she's also a professor with the School of Information Systems and Technology at the University of Wollongong. She joins me now. Hi, Katrina. Is it Katina or Katrina? Hello, Katina.
Yes, Jules, it's Katina.
Oh, Katina, it is Katina. So is it legal for Clearview AI to be taking these images without us being informed?
No, it's not. It's called web scraping. And doing that on mass scale can have terrible consequences and unintended consequences for everyday citizens. But may I add, the harvesting of this information by big players in the market today, you know, we've had IBM, Microsoft and Amazon actually say they're banning and they're no longer selling their facial recognition software in the US. But why have they done that? So does Google own your image? Does Facebook own your image? Well, if it's on their platform, allegedly they do. But I have a call out to citizens. Actually, you own your image, and we have to become smarter in how we deal with our archival information, whether that's photography or, you know, what we've put up on YouTube, all of these different kinds of platforms. Because on the one hand, we've got a and desist letter coming from Google, Facebook and Microsoft to ClearView. But how about we go cease and desist Google and Facebook and Microsoft because you're misusing our data through search image like this?
Is it in the terms of conditions of social media sites that your image can be sold to law enforcement?
Not exactly. We have to have a quick look at those particular terms and conditions. Every single one is different. Whether you can survive the 70 pages of reading better than me, possibly. But we need to have a look at the terms and conditions. Pretty much, they say that they don't share, especially after the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Facebook have come out and said, we don't share your data. But in actual fact, we don't know what kind of sharing practices are taking place exactly. We do know that large advertising companies and other database companies are accessing, but whether they reside solely on the platform's servers or they actually move across to another server is anyone's guess. We really don't know that information.
We're talking about facial recognition technology and the fact that there's a big player, a new player in the market that's harvesting our data and trying to sell it to companies and law enforcement agencies, and we're not really being told about this. Greg has called on 1300 222 891. He says he is an ethical hacker. Hi, Greg.
How you going, Jules?
Good. What do you think about this? What's your perspective?
ClearView are just one of those companies that what the thing is it, whatever they release, it's got to be open source. So people like Stil Gerion and many of his colleagues, Patrick Gray from Risky Business, can pull apart this code. I'm not a coder. It's above my pay rate. But ClearView are disingenuous at best. Australian authorities use them. The company is... See, now that we've got all our licences, driver's licences, in one server, which I don't know where that server is. I don't know if it's held offshore. It leaves itself open. And ClearView, and there was another company called Ring in America, which quietly got a tap on the shoulder from law enforcement saying, listen, you're recording all these people on your Ring doorbell cameras and things like that. We need access to that in real time.
Well, Greg, let me put that back to Stil Gerion. Stil Gerion, people are texting in saying, well, you can do image searches on Google. So, you know, you can put a picture up on Google, do an image search, and it will bring up similar faces. So how is this different with ClearView?
Well, that's where we get into this really fuzzy area. As you know, ClearView isn't paying Facebook for the imagery. Let's make that clear. ClearView is just doing what you or I would do, looking at someone's Facebook profile and going, "Hey, yeah, there's your photo. That's beautiful. Thank you. Good to see you're enjoying an afternoon with the kids." They're just going that one step and going, "All right, I'll now save that for later." And you know, it's a very grey area. Now Facebook probably has in its terms and conditions for people looking at the site, you're not allowed to do that. ClearView, you know, they're in a position to go, "Yeah, so what?" And many other people do that. Now, Greg mentioned that the idea of, open sourcing the software so we can look at the software. I'm not so concerned that we need to be able to do that. But what we do need to be able to see is, you know, what are their internal rules for how they work? Under what circumstances can the cops look at something? Will they make sure that the cops are only using this for legal purposes, either as an institution or individually? Now, on that point, individually, we already see so many news stories about where some cop has punched into the database to find out where their ex-partner has gone to live. And you know, we're not going to get around that. That's human nature. And fortunately, many police forces can detect that and then deal with that cop. At a more institutional level, and this is something that IBM and Amazon reacted to in the United States, is that exact scenario of the cops just filming everyone who's in a demonstration, in a protest, and running them through the system. The other thing that I'd be concerned about is that there are stories that ClearView has been, shall we say, at least unethical about the way they behave. For example, one journalist was talking to their local police force, said, well, let's see how this works. Here's my photo. Run that through the system and see what comes up. And not long later, that police force was contacted by Clearview AI's marketing people to say, oh, did you run a journalist through the system?
Wait, what?
You know?
Let's go back to Professor Katina Michael as we wind up this discussion. She's a board member of the Australian Privacy Foundation. Katina, overall, I mean, you deal in this area a lot. If people knew how much information government agencies and private companies have on them, would they be sort of horrified, do you think? I mean, we often talk about we're developing, you know, Big Brother is happening, but has it already happened?
It's happening, but we're sort of contributing to it without wishing to. And Clearview is copying a lot of data deletion requests from people living in the EU, states like the state of Illinois, which has banned Clearview. Companies like the Bank of America, cardholders and Macy's and Walmart customers who have said, look, I was in Illinois shopping, get me off your database. And they're saying, oh, we won't delete you, but we'll keep the metadata as if that's going to help. And there are other places like New York, California, Vermont, who are starting to say, you're going to stop doing this because this is illegal. The other thing is they lied about how many customers they have. They have 2,200 customers, of which now they're saying they're not dealing with commercial entities. So there's unaccountability for this facial recognition service. There's legality issues. The Privacy Act of Australia, Section 44, is currently being investigated with respect to Clearview by the Australian Information Commissioner. We're looking at the bounds. What next? Jules, are we going to use this to predict criminality based on sentencing by Clearview-related cases and go, you know what, you were just born evil because our database shows us that X percent of these matches equal this. So maybe you look strange. Maybe you look a certain way. Maybe you're going to end up, and we're not even going to have to do cross-checks. We'll just make sure we run through, have a smaller data set that says, you know, you're probably going to commit a crime like 90% accuracy in our system. And this bogusness of saying 100% and there are no false positives is absolute garbage when anyone who has any knowledge of whether it's machine learning or biometric templating and extraction has any idea about it. It just doesn't work like that, right? You don't get a one-to-one match coming back. You get 15 to 100. It depends on your levels of confidence. So I've got really big issues with this. There's no deliberation. There's no technology assessment. There's no standards organization in Australia or worldwide like NIST in the US saying we should be looking at, is it secure? Has it been done in the right way? Where's the evidence? Where's the proof? We don't have any of this information.
Katina Michael, thank you for your input and to Stilgarian. We'll end with Jeff, who's called in with a brief comment. G'day, Jeff.
Yeah, I'll be very brief. When are people going to finally wake up that with Google, Facebook, all these people that give you free software, you're not the customer, you're the product?
Well, exactly right, Jeff. And that, you know what, that is becoming more and more clear every time we talk about issues like this. You're the product for advertisers, now we're the product for law enforcement agencies, and now we're the product for companies that are mediating between us and law enforcement agencies. Thank you, Jeff. It is 28 minutes past four.